Key. Just what the hell does all this mean? Do you think you can just play with my resolve like this? Why won't you talk to me? Mikey. Sam. You don't get it, do you? All of this. Don't you dare turn your back on me. We're enemies, you bastard. Enemies. You know what I did, Mikey. What I didn't prevent. What I couldn't prevent. Damn it, Mikey. What do you think you're looking at? You wanna go to? This isn't between me and you. Why are you following him? I don't need your shoulder to lead in. So, no, you shut up. Just because I lost doesn't mean anything. And all of that is pointless. I am your enemy too. What makes you think I would care at all? You think I wouldn't fight you too? So you're stupid. Or you just don't know me. Which is it? Tell me. I don't need your pity. Just leave me here and don't look back. That's what happens to losers. That's what happens when you fuck up and can't just say I'm sorry. Don't you get it, you moron? Your care to me means nothing. Tokyo much means nothing too. I'm gonna destroy them. Kill Mikey. Finish what I started. Don't you dare look at me like that. You're so full of shit. Thinking that you know me or something. Yeah? And what does any of that prove, huh? You want to talk all that shit? And then what? What's left at the end? Why don't you tell me that? Nothing. Yeah, sucks tasting blood, don't it? But I thrive on that. I had to. If I had just said one word, all of this, everything would have changed. Don't you get it? I don't even know why I'm saying it to you. Still, shut that trap and quit helping me up. I don't want to hear that. Stupid. That's all this is. Oh, shut your trap about all that self-righteous bullshit. I know what kind of person you are. You're no different than a loyal dog to someone you don't even understand. You're so full of shit, you just don't know it yet. Don't give me that. Yeah, I do. I know a few things about you. 10 to my wounds ain't gonna do shit. You stupid or something? Or just stubborn? Which one is it? Only an idiot would tend to an enemy. Does that mean I'm gonna be denied at the gates of Valhalla? How stupid. You're just as hypocritical as the rest of them. And you expect me to care. About what? I've been abandoned. Not even worth a second glance. And what then? Because of all of this. Damn that Mikey. Damn you, Mikey. Is what I'd like to say, but I can't even say that. It's stupid, isn't it? This whole situation is dumb as hell, and you're even worse, patching me up. What do you think those band-aids of yours are gonna even do, no matter how many you put on me? It's not gonna change anything. You're so delusional that you just don't get who you're dealing with or why you're dealing with me. You're just so used to caring for people. Hey. Not bad. You're as crazy as Mikey. Hitting me right now. You don't know the first thing about the shit you're getting in, darling. Baby, what do you want me to call you? Easy on the eyes, but why should I care about that? You're helping me? Are you listening to yourself or you're just too deluded? I didn't ask for your help even a little bit. Quit it. You're just gonna embarrass yourself. Look at you, you're hilarious. Stupidly chasing redemption. You're so full of it. It's like I was looking at that idiot right now. Not Mikey, if you were wondering. That pea brain of yours still working. No, it can't be with that look. So what is it? You're just chilling pity on me. That hurts, you know. What's pain anyways? So, it's nothing. Blood loss. You think that would be enough to take me out? You're so full of shit. Oh. Hurts a little, but I'll forgive you this time, hypocrite. Don't like being called it, then leave me. You don't hit your patient, but you don't take care of him either. You're full of surprises and hypocrisy. The tough guy act, that's what you're calling it. I may have gotten stabbed, but look at you, thinking you can save me. How cute it would be in any normal circumstances. You don't know what you're dipping your hand into. It's not just my blood you're dealing with. This is a lot different, sweetheart. And you, your intentions might be good, but what the fuck do intentions matter? You can have all the good ones in the world and still mess up everything. Don't you get it? I don't care about you. I don't want your help. I'd rather bleed out right now. No, here it comes. For a hypocrite, you sure do hit like a bitch. So what? None of your business. And if you ask me that, of course I'm not gonna answer you. I've got nothing between you and me. There's nothing. We're enemies. Is your head screwed on right? Or are you just that stupid that you'd help someone who's gonna try and kill you tomorrow? Don't even try and play that off that way. Your words are bullshit. We both know that they're bullshit because you can't say them while looking at me. You expect me to believe it's some other reason. Why? And just why would I think that? You knew that would hurt that way. Nice one. Driving your point home. I like that, I guess. But it's not gonna go your way. It's not that easy to save someone. You just don't get it. And I think you're barking up the wrong tree, personally. You're so full of it. Helping. Being a little angel of the battlefield. Well, angels don't save the lost. That's what Valkyries do. And you can't save me. Oh, fuck off with that. Enough. Are you stupid or something? I said enough. I can't be saved. Stupid. How long was I out for? Fuck. My throat is dry. But I... hospital? No way. You mean to say... I... didn't bleed out? Wow, this is stupid. Suppose it's your fault, huh? You're an idiot. Look at you sleeping, resting on my bedside. Don't you have bigger problems to take care of? If my vitals were fine, why'd you stick around? Why? Did Mikey put you up to this? So what if I reopen my wound? What's it to you, hypocrite? Or should I call you little angel or something? What do you prefer? Now that I can't exactly move around freely. How stupid. Don't give me that bullshit. Acting like you're oh so... I don't care if you have a point. Even if you do, what's it matter? You saved me. What does that change? I'm still your enemy. Whoop-dee-doo. You saved an enemy just so he can try and kill you tomorrow. What an angel. Sure you're not an angel of death? You seem awfully invested for someone with such a stupid look on your face. But look at you. You insist on being the most hypocritical you can. I can't understand you. Not even a little bit. Trying to save me. For what? Do you not understand the concept? Should I spell it out for you? I'm your enemy. The Tokyo Manji Gang is going to be taken down by me. I'm going to kill everyone you care about. You saved me for what? Explain it to me. Why do you care so much about someone you don't even know? You're so invested, so incredibly invested in what I do. If I live or die, you called those medics. You got me here for what? Don't you get it? You can be an angel all you want, but if you save a devil, you haven't done anything more than lead to more casualties. How's that for hypocrisy? Good enough for you? Don't bullshit me. You get it. You can run the numbers in your head. So, hypocrites, how many do you think I'll put in the hospital? Bleeding, half to death. You think that you can make everything right by saving people? What about the people you can't save? The ones dead on arrival? What then about my victims? Mikey walked away, letting me live. You know nothing about what me and Mikey have going on. So don't even try and wrap your pretty little mind around it. It doesn't concern you. Not in the slightest. And if you go digging, you'll be first on my list, as soon as I can, to murder. To get you right into that grave you're looking for. Oi. Why are you clinging to me? Did you not hear a word I just said? Or are you stupid thinking it's all just talk? Do you know what I'm capable of? I've taken on bigger fish than all of you. Idiot. You're so stupid, you can't see that I just view you as nothing more than a stepping stone. And once I get out of here, it's a bloodbath with your name on it. Thanks for that. So, let me get this straight. You think that because me and Mikey were buds and started the gang, that I'm working as some kind of double agent? Oh, really? You're stupid. What a stupid idiot. And still you expect me to care. You know what? I may be a bastard and your enemy, but you've got me there. I may see you as nothing more than a nuisance in my way, but I guess you saved my life. So what is it? Everybody has their goals. What are yours? Spit it out while I'm still asking. You're not saying anything. Oh, come on. You know as well as I do. Good intentions don't mean shit. What do you want? What is it? What is the reason you're still sticking around? No way. And if I do, what then? What does it change? Even if it's as you say, my dear hypocrite, it doesn't change a thing. You seem to be under the impression that I'm some sort of saint. Fuck that. That's not even close. So now's your chance to run. Run and tell all of the gang. Tell them to run and hide and count their days because they're numbered. Once that fight happens, It's gonna be a bloody October. I'll tell you that. That one had some pepper in it. That all you got? Don't give me that. And just what the hell are you even trying to say? I said spit it out. Come on. Is it that hard? Do I have to make you? I may be in stitches, but that doesn't mean I'm a joke. You can figure that out. I told you. I'm fine. Thanks in no great part to you. I didn't ask for your help. And if I would have died there, then that would have been my fate. You don't get to make that decision, sweetheart. That's rich. You betraying them? No. So you honestly believe you, of all people, are going to sway me back to the gang? Don't look at me like that. It's been years since then. This isn't the same October where I got stabbed that time. It's different. Everything's different now. Then I took things into my own hands. I realized history is repeating itself. And sometimes, you just have to. Now that Valhalla has kept going this long, now we have unfinished business. I have to beat that Mikey into a pulp to get him to listen to something. And he dares to call me stubborn. Idiots. All of them. They don't see the storm coming. They won't see it until it's too late. And that's just how it works now. Can you believe we started all this back in middle school? Nobody expected these two little gangs, middle schoolers fighting, to end up going to a national level, to where everything scaled up, baseball bats turned into guns, yet the brawls are still as fresh as ever. Every time I almost died, I realized something. The only way this ends is with one of us dead in a ditch somewhere. It's all such rot that it's been going for, what, 20 years now? 20 years, and we're still fighting. Damn. So, you want to tell me what you want out of this? The old Mikey. That's a funny joke. I don't remember you from back then. But whatever old Mikey you're referring to doesn't exist anymore. There's only shreds left. Yeah, I'll admit it. I want to kill him so that he can come back. Make him come back isn't something I could ever accomplish without sacrifices. A deal. You. And just how could you help me? You think that you could be of any use to me. Touching up wounds isn't enough. I told you, history's repeating itself. And I'll tell you right now, I'm not gonna let it. If you're on my side, you realize you're his enemy, right? How stupid. Yet, it's crazy enough to mean something. Fine. Then, why me? Because I've been close to Mikey. That it? Not exactly into the lovey-dovey stuff. So you mind explaining why you kissed me? No, I think I get it. You've admired me. This isn't just about Mikey. That's just your excuse to get close to me. That and saving my life. You're a stalker, ain't you? What a hypocrite of an angel you are. Fine. I could go for something like that. Don't regret your choice, or else I might feel just a little bad, though. Well, what are you gonna do then? Tend it to my wounds, but you look like you want to tend to something else. What is it? Oh, would you look at that? Maybe this little angel wasn't so angelic. You gonna fall for me? That it, darling? Go right ahead. Be my guest. Still don't know what you're planning. You better not have any stupid ideas. But chances are, 9 times out of 10, it's gonna be a dumb fucking idea. Straight to the service. And what makes you think I want that? Not bad, you might be a stalker after all. Worth something. You know exactly how I like it. Fine then. I'll give it to you. Your mouth is better at some things than it is at talking. Don't look all subservient on me. You'll almost make me feel bad about all this. Except, it's one thing if I could think, and it's another if I couldn't at all. Stupid. I never said to stop. Yeah. Like that. Not bad at all. And I don't need to listen to your stupid yapping. It's win-win for me. Don't stop moving. This extra service, nurse, is just a tad against hospital policy. What'll you do if someone walks through the door? It's not a complaint, just a warning. You might get in trouble for it. What would Mikey think, I wonder? I know you don't got a thing for him, but you are trying to save him. Now you're trying to save his nemesis from being pent up. You're full of surprises, I see. Suit yourself. I'm not gonna stop you. Not by a long shot. After all, I only stand to gain something here. Ain't that just cute? Ready to make up for your mess? Good. What a good little angel you'll be as you fall. Never said you could stop. Unless you're just gonna be a hypocrite and leave me with my balls half empty. You gotta get all of that. That's it. Suck it like you mean it. Sorry, honey, but I have a thing for girls like you. The ones with pretty mouths and prettier moms. Don't look at me like that. You knew what you were doing, so take it deeper. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Use those lifts. Can't very well do much else without breaking the hospital bed. Be happy you can do this much, darling. Yeah, that's it. Don't think it's over after this round. Nice. You've gotta empty the balls all the way, or it won't be fair. Good girl. Is that too cheeky of me to say that? Don't care. Keep going. Keep going. Don't stop. Yeah. Tend to your patient like that. Better yet, break the fucking bed. Reopen the wounds. I don't care. That's it. Your insides feel like heaven, even if your attitude is hell. Keep it up. Don't You know this bed ain't made for this, right? Keep on humping me, then. Keep on humping me. I like the way you sound when I'm stuffing you with my cock. What a good little slut. A slutty angel, huh? My own personal fuck toy. How good of you to obey me. How good of you to take it. How good of you to be so unbelievably into it. Come on, angel. Suck out every last drop. You're almost there. You're so close. You can taste it. You can taste it. With your lower lips, too. Come on. Come on. Who's a good girl? Who's a good girl? Yeah. Who's a good girl taking my cock so deep? Who's a good girl taking my cock so fucking deep? Yeah? You're a good little slutty girl, aren't you? My little slutty bitch. That's it. Yes. Yes. Fuck. Fuck. Oh, you take it so well. You take it so fucking well. Look at you go. Taking it in the best fucking way. Yeah. That's exactly how I like you. Rule-breaking hypocrites, an angel fallen to be nothing but a little demon now. You're so full of everything, and not least of which is my seed, still pumping inside you. You are fucked in more ways than one, and I think you like that. I think you get off on that, collapsing into the patient's arms. Are you kidding me, nurse? Is that what you call good service at this hospital? I'm sorry, baby, but you're gonna have to give more than that. Did you pass out on me? After I'm the one injured? How dare you? But I guess I'll allow you to stay here, passed out, impaled on my cock, just the way I like it. You're pretty good at this. But you probably can't hear me saying that, can you? Sweet dreams, my new cum dump. Or should I call you something more romantic? Would you like that? Maybe if you earn it. We'll see about that next time, dear. You owe me one.